Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Recent study finds common weed killer turns male frogs into females. The most popular weed killer in the United States can give male frogs female sex organs and other attributes, researchers said this week, in a study that could shed light on the global decline in amphibian populations. Very low levels of the herbicide atrazine can cause male frogs to grow female sex organs and curtail their croaks, key to attracting mates in the frog world, a team at the University of California, Berkeley found. The frogs appear normal on the outside, but often have both male and female sex organs, the researchers said, adding that the findings may help explain the amphibian population decline. That decline worries scientists because amphibians such as frogs respond to environmental danger before other species. Atrazine is the most commonly used herbicide in the U.S. and probably the world, the researchers wrote in their report, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. It can be present at several parts per million in agricultural runoff and can reach 40 parts per billion in precipitation. Such a common pollutant would reach many animals as well as humans, so the team led by Tyrone Hayes tested its effects on the African clawed frog. They put tadpoles into water laced with levels of atrazine much lower than allowed by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and found that the weed killer had serious effects on 16% of them. These genetically male frogs had testicles and ovaries and had many testicles that did not function properly or contained eggs and sperm. Their levels of testosterone were much lower than normal. The male frogs also had much smaller larynxes than normal, which could affect their ability to croak and attract mates, Hayes' team reported. The researchers determined that atrazine is an endocrine disruptor, a class of chemicals that disrupts the hormones in the body. Many pesticides fall into this category, and it is one of the qualities that can make them dangerous. We hypothesize that atrazine promotes the conversion of testosterone to estrogen, they wrote. This widespread compound and other environmental endocrine disruptors may be a factor in global amphibian declines. This rigorous study reinforces what we and other scientists have been saying for years. Atrazine is a dangerous pesticide. It's no surprise that it's been banned by many European countries. The study has implications for humans, especially children who have not yet reached puberty. This story was written by Maggie Fox, health and science correspondent for Reuters News Service. And California condors produce historic offspring. For the first time in 18 years, a condor egg laid in the wild has been hatched in the wild. The egg hatched in a nest in the rugged backcountry of the Los Padres National Forest in California's Ventura County. Both parents were reared in captivity but have been living in the wild since 1995. It's very exciting, said Mike Barth, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's supervisory wildlife biologist for condor recovery efforts in Southern California. The significance of this hatching for the condor program is so much greater than the event itself. Dr. Alan Mee of the Zoological Society of San Diego watched the historic hatching. Dr. Mee found the nest site on February 18th after monitoring a pair of condors for several weeks while he and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologists investigated nest caves in a remote canyon. For the past 2 months, the pair have been attentive parents and have shared the incubation duties, spending up to a week on the egg at a time. They have continued to be attentive during the incubation and hatching stage of parenthood, said Mark Weitzel, manager of the Hopper Mountain National Wildlife Refuge, which supervises condor recovery in Southern California. This gives us confidence that they will continue nurturing the chick. California condors, the largest birds in North America, are scavengers that have soared over the mountainous areas of California since prehistoric times. In the 20th century, their numbers plummeted due in part to loss of habitat and food and to losses from shooting, lead poisoning, and toxic substances used to poison predators. This story was written by Kat Lazaroff for the Environmental News Service. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on, boys, in the-